Nolte, reports as CNN's Chris Cuomo kept job after making female producer feel threatened. By John Nolte on September 28, 2021. CNN's Chris Cuomo remained in his primetime anchor chair after making a female producer feel so threatened. She requested to be transferred off of Kunal's top-rated show, reports the New York Post. The female producer of Chris Cuomo's show Cuomo Primetime begged to leave his show after the pair clashed over significant differences, with multiple TV sources saying she found the hot-headed host's behavior threatening. Melanie Buck was executive producer of Cuomo Primetime from April 2018 but was suddenly replaced by Izzy Povich in March 2020, shortly before Cuomo melodramatically returned to the world from his basement in the Hamptons following weeks of COVID-19 quarantine. A CNN insider confirmed Buck went to CNN boss Jeff Zucker and asked to be taken off Cuomo's show and moved to another department, which he agreed to. The insider denied rumors that Buck was given a significant payoff to stay silent over her spat with the agitable anchor. The Post adds, more than one source told us of Buck, she felt threatened. What's important here is context. Let's remember what was going on at the time. In March of 2020, Cuomo's show was the top-rated program on Kunal. Forget about how bad his ratings were when compared to MSNBC and Fox News. Forget about how humiliatingly awful Fredo's ratings are today. In March of 2020, Melanie Buck was the executive producer on Kunal's top-rated show. And Cuomo reportedly made her feel so threatened and bullied, she gave up that job. How miserable and bullied and threatened does life have to get for someone that they walk away from that they walk away from being number one? And what's Buck doing now? She's not even working at CNN. Instead, she's working at CNN Plus, which hasn't even launched. So she went from the executive producer of CNN's top-rated show to working at CNN's streaming service, which hasn't even launched. But Fredo still has his job. This seems like a good time to update our rundown of things that will not get you fired at Kunal. Yep, you can keep your anchor job at Kunal, even after you reportedly bully and threaten your female executive producer. Grope women in public. Secretly serve as a strategist for your brother governor during his sexual harassment scandal. Urge your brother governor to discredit his accusers. Promise never to advise brother governor again, and then do it again. Shame people on the air who do not wear a mask and then get repeatedly caught not wearing a mask. Violate every health order in the world by violating your quarantine while you're infected with the coronavirus. Run around New York while you're infected with coronavirus, while New York is ground zero for the pandemic. Violate brother governor's executive order restricting non-necessary travel. Lie to your viewers night after night about being quarantined. Stage your fake exit from quarantine and broadcast it on Kunal. While New Yorkers are desperate for coronavirus testing, sit at home and enjoy concierge testing thanks to brother governor. Just another reminder that Kunal has no moral or ethical standards. You can treat women like meat, lie, stage fake news stories, and still keep your job. The only moral standard at Kunal is that which furthers the left's fascist agenda. As long as you advance the left's fascist agenda at Kunal, you can expose yourself to your co-workers, grab women's asses, and stage fake news. Democrats sure got it good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.